The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got great news for you because I am interviewing board-certified urologist Dr. Martin Bastuba. And Dr. Bastuba, what he dedicates his life to is helping you and your family have children and, of course, correct any diseases that might be affecting you. Good morning, Dr. Bastuba.
Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, everyone.
And so, Dr. Bastuba, I want to get right into what we're going to talk about, and that's Peyronie's disease. So can you please explain what is that disease and how does it affect men particularly?
Well, it's a disease process named after a Frenchman, Guy de Peyronie, who in the 1800s described this condition. And it's really a scar along the shaft of the penis. And that scar creates a shortening of one side of the penis such that it bends to that shortened side. And a useful analogy would be to look at a circus balloon, a long balloon. If you take a piece of masking tape and put it on one side of that balloon and then blow up the balloon, the side with the masking tape can't expand, and so it's tethered there. And the balloon would curve towards that side, whereas the rest of the balloon can expand, and so it gets longer. And that creates a curve of the penis. So it's really from a scar that occurs along the penis, and that can happen from an injury, although most men can't recur any particular injury, and the thought is that maybe it might occur with just normal lovemaking and some of the micro injuries that may occur with vigorous intercourse.
Dr. Bastuba, that's an interesting point. Like, how can this be caused by intercourse? And what about those injuries? Can you just dumb it down? What type of injury can a man have to his penis?
Well, sometimes there's a miscue during sex, and that can cause it. You can even have penile fractures, which is a tear of the tough tissue inside the penis, or a man may recall a cracking sound or a popping noise. But other type of things can do it. Just getting hit, a blow, blunt trauma to that area could have happened, during a lacrosse game as a teenager and may play out in your 20s or at an older age. And there are various estimates as to the incidence of Peyronie's disease, but probably somewhere in the 1 to 3% of men would be a reasonable estimate. Not every guy is, running out and telling people about it. And a lot of guys, just the curve itself bothers them. It's a change in their body image, and they'd like something done about it. So if anyone is having a curvature issue that they are concerned about, or other situations that they are concerned about, fertility issues or other urologic issues, we would love to hear from you. You can get us at www.malefertility.md or our office number at 619-286-3520, 619-286-3520.
And like you said, Dr. Bastuba, a lot of men aren't even willing to talk about it, which is why I love interviewing you. Can you also talk about other signs and symptoms of Peyronie's disease?
Typically where that scar is, there's a hard lump there, and it's a benign condition. It is not cancer, but it certainly can get someone's attention. So the scar is something that is oftentimes felt. Some guys just have pain, generally with erection, and that pain usually lasts for a while, but it typically resolves on its own, even if the curvature is not treated. Guys can come in with erection problems. That scar can cause problems with blood flow, so that can create difficulties getting and maintaining an erection. Guys may have shortening of their penis because, again, just like the masking tape thing on the circus balloon representation, it is a shortening of one of the parts, and that's why it curves that way, because it can't expand. So the penis gets shorter on guys, and, guys are pretty protective about length, so that's something that might have a guy coming on in. the pain itself, not only for the person with the curvature, but if their partner is hurting, then that is also something that is going to get attention from a couple.
Now, Dr. Bastuba, obviously men who are listening, they're going to seek treatment. So can you explain, how do you treat your clients with Peyronie's disease?
First thing is to make a diagnosis, and we would do an ultrasound of the penis where we can see the actual scarring in the chamber, see if it is calcified, and just determine the extent of the issue. We also would do some hormone testing to make sure if they're having erection problems, which is common. In terms of treatment for the actual curvature, we have various options, and in fact, the thing that is the most useful currently and is FDA approved, and we do a lot of treatment with, is a product by the name of XiaFlex, and it is called a collagenase. This is an enzyme that actually breaks down scars. So we can actually inject this collagenase right into these scars, and that can break down those scars in a high number of patients. And if people are experiencing curvature of the penis, erection problems in general, hormone issues, decreased libido, decreased sex drive, please email us at www.malefertility.md or please call us at 619-286-3520. 619-286-3520. We would be delighted and honored, really, to take your call and try to get you in to see what's going on, and I feel confident that we would have something to help you.
Now, Dr. Bastuba, you and I have not spoken about penile implants. Would you mind taking a minute or two to explain how implants can help your patients as well?
Well, if you are experiencing significant erectile dysfunction, then really the best option is a penile implant. And this is a device that deflates, it inflates, and so it's kind of a bionic penis. You're going to be 18 again. You're going to have very good rigidity. And so it really is a wonderful solution when other things don't work. To me, it's more of a last resort. We like to try medications first. If that doesn't work, then we have other options. But if those options don't work, there's always the implant, which works for just about anyone and gives a really good result. It's completely concealed within the body. Nobody would know, especially what is known as a three-piece inflatable device, completely within the body. If a guy's in a shower room and people are seeing him naked, they're not going to know that a penile implant is inside his body.
Dr. Bastuba, my producer, Mike, is as excited as you can imagine, okay? When you talk about a bionic penis, boy, you're sure getting his attention.
Well, they truly do recapitulate nature in a way that is remarkable. After it's been in some months, it's just there. It just works, and you can, you know, revisit those parts of your relationship that you maybe had to make excuses about or feel uncomfortable about or embarrassed about. It's really a remarkable thing that it offers to patients and therefore couples. And so potential patients out there, I've devoted my life to helping people with erection problems, with hormone problems, with fertility problems, and general urology problems. Please, if you have issues, give us a call at www.malefertility.md or call us at 619-286-3520. That's 619-286-3520. We would be delighted to help you.
All right, Dr. Bastuba, I thank you so much for another unbelievable interview. All right, San Diego, I need you to stick around because we are bringing in studio Natasha. And Natasha is our radio show's social media and digital marketing expert. And she's got some secrets for you on how to increase your business revenue using social media. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.